Dictation for Linda first. August 31, 48, addresses a letter Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 7751640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Linda, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit in July. Lower extremity edema, trying to do low sodium, severe claudication symptoms, chronic numbness, chronic pain, no anti-inflammatory agents, denies hospital admission, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable COPD, dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, has a sleep apnea but unable to use the CPAP machine, she's claustrophobic, no gross orthopnea, diffuse body pain from fibromyalgia, discontinued smoking more than 15 years ago. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the beta blockers, diuretics, losartan, nitrates, aldactone. Next paragraph, blood pressure 122/54, very distant emphysema changes without localized RALF consolidation pleural effusion, distant heart tones but not pericardial RAP, no ascites but obesity of the abdomen, 2+ edema with decreased pulses, cyanosis, worse on the right foot comparing to the left. This is chronic for her. No present gangrene, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, January creatinine 1.1, comparing to previously 1.4, 1.5, stable. Present GFR 52, stage 3, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 11.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, appears stable, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, blood pressure, well controlled on present regimen. Next number, normal electrolyte acid base. Next number, anemia, has not required PO treatment. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next number, severe peripheral vascular disease. Next number, sleep apnea, unable to tolerate CPAP machine. COPD abnormalities, respiratory stable, plan to see her back in 6 months.